They're just fucking morons.
That's what I love about you, John. You're a straight shooter. You don't try to sugarcoat it.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I would be a lot better if the fucking state that I lived in knew how to vote.
What did you just vote for?
So there was a South Carolina primary.
Uh-huh. It went well, didn't it?
Who do you think they put through as number one?
Trump.
Yes. Which now scares me because... it's that, like, we are the Bible Belt, Middle America, Southern, like, demographic.
Right.
And those are usually the people that win elections, so that fucking scares me.
You don't think that it's going to get really, really close to the final days, and he's just going to go, oh, yeah, I'm bored. I'm not going to do this anymore.
I would hope so, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, the good part is that the Republicans don't have to nominate him.
That's true, but...
but, I mean, they would take pressure from the public because of, they're not following what the popular opinion is or whatever.
Right.
But how can they do that to the fucking country?
How can they do anything they've been doing to the country?
I guess. But
honestly.
I mean, if he gets in office, we are just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want to burn the country down so that they can build it back up. But it's fucking scary. I don't know. I don't. I mean, Chris Christie dropped out of the race, so that was a positive note. But
and so did Jeb.
Did he?
Yep, Jeb has put it on hold.
Oh. Wow, okay. But he had his brother on TV saying, look what my brother can do.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was in the last day or so.
No, shows you how much I pay attention.
See,
hey, I'm lucky I knew about the South Carolina thing, to be quite honest,
because it's happening right around you. I would hope that at some point you would have been aware.
No, if you talk to anybody about how oblivious I am about everything. It's like when I drive. I don't pay attention to anybody around me. I don't look at accidents. I don't do any of that shit. And one of the guys that I work with, his parents live in the same town that I live in. So one day he came and he goes, do you have a nice drive home yesterday? I said, yeah, why? And he goes, because I was next to you the entire time trying to get your attention. I was like, I don't look around. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's all about, I'm focused on driving and not hitting the asshole in front of me.
Meanwhile, the one next to you,
well,
is waving his arms and flipping you off, and you're totally ignoring him.
Well, yeah, I know. Did I tell you how I'm dealing with people, like, when they flip me off now?
No.
So, instead of getting road rage and yelling at people and, like, flipping them back off,
right.
I decided that when they pass me, I point at them and laugh.
Okay.
It completely confuses them and angers them even more. And I don't get angry, so hey, it's a win-win.
You couldn't just, like, do the sign of the cross or something?
No.
No?
No, you have to do a maniacal laugh. You got to point them and go, bah! You gotta do one of those.
Okay.
It works.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
You should.
Next time somebody pisses me off.
Oh, so like in half hour?
Yeah. After I throw a rock through their windshield.
All right, but let's talk about something positive.
Okay.
So back in November.
Uh-huh.
I talked about how I had shot a short film.
You did?
I did. You are one of the producers of it.
That's right.
And it is coming out very soon.
Woohoo.
On March 1st. It'll actually be before our next podcast goes up, which is why I'm announcing it now.
Okay.
On our YouTube channel. And I'll post it to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all the crap that people can follow. Our 2 minutes and 40 second fake trailer.
Uh-huh.
For a non-existent sequel to the 1984 film The Last Starfighter.
And how did you arrive at that subject matter?
So, I think anybody who's listened to the show knows that I'm a nerd. I am a sci-fi OG nerd from 77.
Mm-hmm.
I have, since I was a child, I've loved anything that happened in space and all that kind of stuff. And Last Starfighter had captured my imagination.
Okay.
I was at the right age. I wasn't the complete demographic, because they were targeting like teenagers, because it's essentially about like an 18 or 19 year old that doesn't know what he's going to do with the rest of his life. This one, what we've put together, is a guy who basically is in his late 30s, early 40s. It feels like the weight of the world is on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a starfighter, and he gets reactivated when something happens that you'll see in the trailer. But the reason that we picked this is because, unlike Star Wars, Star Trek, Minecraft, superhero films, Batman films, whatever subject you want, there is absolutely no fan films based on The Last Starfighter.
And why do you think that is?
I would say it's because of all the CG that's involved.
Okay.
Putting this together. My initial guess at this being put out was a month.
Mm-hmm.
When we shot it, I said it will be done in about a month. It's now 3 months later.
Right.
And it's just a bunch of CG. There's a lot of CG that went into this. Lots of rendering time, and we're going to be the very first fan film based on The Last Starfighter.
That's incredible.
It is. It's, and I think it's pretty good. I'm a little biased. John's going to get to see it either later today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can give me some notes or whatever.
I will post a full review.
So, look for that. Next, I think it's Tuesday the 1st. I don't know what time. I'm going to try to post it, I guess, first thing. I think I can schedule it, actually, so. That's coming up. So everybody needs to go watch that. Everybody needs to pass that on to everybody that they know.
Right.
You can either say, look, it's great, or have you seen this terrible video? I don't care which one. It makes no difference to me how you want to spin it. Just fucking share it.
Well, let's hope we get a viral spread out of this. Let's hope this goes crazy, that the Nerdist picks it up. And
well, I'm actually, I have a plan.
And, you know, Shia LaBeouf becomes a big fan, and he watches it in an elevator for 24 hours. And
we'll talk about that weirdness in a minute. But I do, on the 29th or the 1st, whatever day like this is going out,
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it's live, I have a whole shitload of websites that I'm going to be hitting up to see if we can drive people to the video.
Excellent.
So that's coming up. That'll be, like I said, March the 1st. But anyway, back to the weirdness of Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
I know that they say any publicity is good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But he's now considering himself an artist for this stuff. These are weird art installations of him either sitting in a room and you can go talk to him. You can go visit him in an elevator. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the live stream.
I did not. I just thought it was a ridiculous concept.
So being the curious person I am, I clicked on the live stream. And what they had was a camera set up outside of the elevator. And they had a microphone inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hear what was going on.
Right.
And every once in a while, the doors would open. And you would see whatever the conversation was, and the doors would shut. And apparently they were going up and down in the elevator. And when they would come back to the floor, you'd get to see what it was. So, like, the time that I clicked on it, there was a dude in there that was trying to show him a magic trick.
Okay.
So you hear him say, okay, here, I have a deck of cards. Let me do this. Let me shuffle them. And the doors open, and you hear him say, okay, pick a card. And you see Shia go to pick a card, and the door shut. And you never saw, like, the resolution of the trick. I was like, what the fuck is this? But it's just this weird thing of, like, I guess he was giving a talk at Oxford?
He gave a talk at Oxford as part of this.
Yeah, and then, like, this was part of it. Like, hey, you want to ride in an elevator with me for 24 hours? You can.
Yeah. I would just have to say that if I had that opportunity, I would be overloading myself at Taco Bell right beforehand.
Well, I mean, that, I guess that's my question, because, like, what if he had to take a dump?
This is one of those things. Stadium buddy.
Stadium buddy, yeah.
Who says he didn't?
Maybe. I don't know.
You think he did, like, a David Blaine, and he, like, purged his system beforehand so he had nothing in him and was subsisting on, like, you know, sips of sugar water or something every hour?
Maybe. I mean, you would have to think that even if you're sipping water, you're going to pee at some point.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have... you'd have to have something set in place to where, like, if you're going to be in there for 24 hours, you have to be able to take care of business.
Maybe he had little built-in breaks or something.
I don't know. Because the whole thing was, like, it was supposed to be 24 hours nonstop.
Right.
So I guess he wasn't going to sleep. He was just going to stand there, and he was just going to talk to people.
Hmm. Very bizarre.
Yeah. Apparently, during the stint, somebody asked him to punch, a fan asked him to punch him in his face.
Uh huh.
To which he did.
And?
The Oxford student who waited in line for hours to get into the elevator with 29-year-old actor claimed to be a performance artist who wanted to punch from LaBeouf for a project of his own. Can you help me with the completion of my next piece by punching me in the face? To which Shia replied, oh man, you want me to punch you in the face? I don't want to punch you very hard. And then the student told LaBeouf not to be a pussy, but the actor continued to balk at the request.
Right.
He said, I don't like doing it, though. I don't like doing it, though. I just met you. The doors of the elevator soon closed, though the punch is audible.
You think it was all a put on?
Who knows? This is such a weird, like, I'm not famous anymore, but I'm going to do all this stuff to fucking put me in the spotlight.
Well, and he has, and people are talking about him.
I guess. Whatever. I mean, I thought the most interesting thing he's done so far was that thing where he watched all of his movies in reverse chronological order.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, whatever.
Because, his movies didn't make sense in either direction, so what really happened, you know?
Well, maybe he feels like his best stuff was in the beginning.
Okay.
Maybe he thinks that the pinnacle of his career is the Even Stevens movie.
Well, I mean, it was pretty damn good.
Was it?
I don't know.
I never saw it.
Certainly better than Transformers.
Was it better than Holes?
Yeah, but Holes had Sigourney Weaver in it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but she's known to make a flop or two here and there.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did I want to talk about? Did you watch the part two of The Flash yet?
Yes.
The Escape from Earth 2?
Yes.
You don't sound too sure.
I watched so much in the last few days. I'm trying to remember everything now. Yes, they escaped. They got out.
Yes.
And they left him behind.
They left who behind?
What's his name? The Doctor.
No, they didn't.
He came through?
Yes.
With his daughter?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. I wonder what I watched.
Oh, my God. There was a couple of revelations in this.
There were? Fill me in.
Okay, so there was a guy in the mask.
Who was... What's his face?
Well, we don't know who he is yet.
Okay.
He just seemed to get... They figured out the tapping thing.
Uh-huh.
And that it was a way that POWs...
Communicated in
prison camps.
Uh-huh.
And he spelled out J. And when Barry said J. Garrick, he became like emotional and he said, well, J. Garrick's on Earth One, he's okay, and the dude got really irate.
Hmm.
So my thinking is that is the real J. Garrick.
And this is a fake one that we have?
That's actually Hunter Zolomon. So a couple of weeks ago there was that scene where J. Garrick took Caitlin to the park.
Right.
To look at his doppelganger, who he said was Hunter Zolomon.
Yeah.
So my thought is that Hunter Zolomon, who is actually Zoom, kidnapped J. Garrick, the real J. Garrick, who is an older guy. Because J. Garrick in the comic books has always been written as an older guy than Barry.
Uh-huh.
So he kidnaps him, he holds him in the lair, and impersonates J. Garrick.
Okay.
So J. Garrick, the real J. Garrick, was the Flash way before the particle explosion.
Mm-hmm.
He kidnaps him, takes his identity, comes out as saying that the particle accelerator made him the Flash, which is why everybody knows him as the Flash, but he's not the real Flash.
Okay.
He's somehow has worked on the velocity serum in order to gain speed.
Right.
And that actually, the early ones actually hurt him. So he came looking, turning him into Zoom, and he came looking for a way to fix what he had done to himself.
Okay.
You following me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I think we're going to find out that the J. Garrick that we know is actually Hunter Zolomon, who is actually Zoom. And Ooh. It was a speed mirage of him, his hand coming through, Zoom's hand coming through him at the end and pulling him back through the portal.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was very strange that he stood by the portal when everybody came through. Like, they just telegraphed that, like something bad was going to happen. And then whammo.
Or he planned that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He, like, so that he could make it appear like Zoom came through and snatched him, when it's really himself going back through the breach to Earth 2.
Well, what if it's actually Wally West?
See, I don't think so. They haven't built up Wally West enough to really make him Zoom.
Hmm.
I don't know. I just know they're doing a really good job writing this stuff.
That they are. The way that they were able to convince the bad guys to work with them this time.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. What else did you watch, since you're watching so much?
I watched Agent Carter.
Yeah.
You're not into it? No. I think I just like it because it's a period piece.
That's one of the reasons I don't like it.
I can appreciate all that stuff. The 1950s Hollywood and what they're trying to do, and yeah.
Okay.
And I watched Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now they're in the year 2046.
Yes, the next episode actually looks like it may be a good one.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice change.
But now the Palmer Electronics building says smoke on it.
Well, yeah.
So, do we think that Felicity has become smoke?
Of course.
And now she's the villain from Star Wars Force Awakens? See, I think that would be a great crossover.
Sure. DC and Star Wars?
Yes.
Makes total sense.
Doesn't it?
Sure.
Okay, good. Glad you agree.
But we're getting a new Green Lantern next week. Or not Green Lantern, Green Arrow.
We are.
We're getting old Green Arrow in the form of a goateed Oliver Queen.
Right.
So he'll actually look the part for once. Should be good. We're getting Deathstroke back. It's going to be great.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Am I keeping you up?
No, I was up late last night working on the short.
Oh, sure you were.
I was.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
You have no idea how much work I put into this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Are you watching Big Bang Theory?
I am, reluctantly.
You're not excited about Wolowitz's baby?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think the show is very funny anymore.
No, it's run out of funny.
It should have ended about 3 years ago.
With Wolowitz exploding in space?
What they could have done was they could have ended it with, like, Penny and Leonard getting engaged.
Okay.
Don't need to see them get married. You didn't need to see Sheldon and Amy have sex. You didn't need fucking Wolowitz and what's her name to Bernadette to get pregnant. The whole idea was four nerds who didn't fit into normal society.
Right, and now all of a sudden they've assimilated.
The two of them have hot wives. One of them, you know, is still a kind of a social outcast, but not really. The other, like, Sheldon has even become, like, normal in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, its character's growing and there's an arc to him and whatever, but it's not funny anymore.
Right.
And it's definitely not them worth being paid $1 million an episode.
No, not at this point.
No. No, not when 3/4 of the stories don't even revolve around them. I mean, so they spent $3 million for that episode last week that was basically a story of Howard and Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Yeah, I watched that on CBS.com because I just... I'd rather watch other things on Thursdays.
Right.
You excited for the big Walking Dead return tonight? Well, the first since the return?
Sure.
First time we get to see Carl without his eye?
Yeah, right. Do you think they're going to find him a parrot?
There is supposed to be a time jump tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be, they said, several weeks to months. They wouldn't, like, give a clear indication of how much time has actually passed.
Okay.
But I'm guessing enough to rebuild the walls and be kind of safe again. Clean up. They said what they didn't want was they didn't want to dwell on the grieving process of all the people that died during the attack. So, like, Jesse and her kids will never be even fucking mentioned again.
Right.
So, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm totally out of steam today. I'm sorry. I am searching, man.
Poor thing.
I literally, for the last week, all my free time has been editing and compositing.
Well, that's awesome. That shows your dedication.
I have no idea what's been going on in the world.
Right.
Did you see... So there was a petition to have Deadpool host Saturday Night Live.
In character, yes.
In character, which would have been interesting, I think. But I guess they're not going to do it. And in return, Ryan Reynolds spoofed the Kanye West thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you heard the Kanye West rant.
I didn't. I ignore him.
So, well, to watch the Deadpool thing, I listened to the Kanye thing because I wanted to know what the fuck he was talking about.
Okay.
So apparently Kanye was complaining that Saturday Night Live had ripped off a stage design of his.
Okay.
And he was saying how he was more influential than Stanley Kubrick, which, no fucking way, dude.
Oh, he is. He's a genius. He's a genius.
How he was more influential than all these people, and he was like, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. And I was like, what an arrogant fuck, man, for somebody who's claiming to be $53 million in debt.
Right.
You know, he can kiss my fucking ass. And so Ryan Reynolds very funnily, like, made fun of him, saying like I'm 63% more influential than, like, the iPhone 5, and, like, just doing all this stuff. And it was pretty funny. He Ryan Reynolds has a really good sense of humor. You should listen to it.
Okay.
Poor Kanye. How can a genius be broke?
I don't know. Don't know. Don't really care, you know? Like, whatever.
What do you care about? Do you care about that the Pope is calling for a worldwide ban on the death penalty?
I don't.
Does that matter to you?
No, not really.
Okay.
I care that there's a sequel to Blade Runner coming out.
Do you really?
I think this is part of Harrison Ford's grand plan. He's gonna reprise every character he's ever played and get them killed on screen.
Okay.
So that's why he's doing a fifth Indiana Jones movie, because he's going to get crushed by the boulder. This is Blade Runner, so he's going to have some kind of acid dream and get stabbed by a unicorn.
Nice.
He might do another... I want to see the sequel to Henry.
Well,
The sequel to Working Girl.
The Fugitive 2 sequel will be awesome.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be The Fugitive 3 by now? But he wasn't in the second one.
Oh shit, that's right. That's right, I forgot. But that one was called U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, but it was still a sequel. However you call it, it's still a sequel. It's going to be interesting.
So you think that's his grand plan?
I think that is. I think he's going to go back and revisit every character he's ever done and get them killed.
So that he can just die in peace?
So he can
Like
stop
nothing
being
has been left?
asked to do sequels. It's like, "Oh, you already killed me off. I'm sorry, can't do it."
I can't wait for Cowboys and Aliens too.
It'd be awesome.
Does he survive that? I think he survives in that.
I don't know. There's so many. I mean, he's such a amazing actor, you know?
Oh man, can you see when they do American Graffiti 3?
I was waiting for Air Force 2.
See, what you do is you have George Lucas do American Graffiti 3, where he brings back Ron Howard and Harrison Ford and all these people, and they all die in a drag race together.
That would be a great short film.
And
And
that.
most of those people aren't working.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Dreyfus, who's, you know, now playing Bernie Madoff. You've got Suzanne Summers. You've got Hamill. I wonder if he has any lines in the new movie.
Mark Hamill's in American Graffiti.
No, that's Corvette Summer.
Okay. Let's see. Richard Dreyfuss, Ron Howard.
Ron Howard might be the tough one, but he might do it just for.
Look, if he's going to wind up on the Netflix version of Arrested Development, he'll fucking do American Graffiti 3.
Cindy Williams was in it.
Cindy Williams, Candy Clark, Mackenzie Phillips. Wolfman Jack, is he still alive?
No, I think he's dead.
Oh.
1995, he bit the big one.
Harrison Ford. Yeah, those are all the names you would know.
Yeah.
Charles Martin Smith. Yeah, that would be an interesting idea, wouldn't it?
It would.
And then that's the last time George Lucas ever does anything.
Oh, if only that would happen. If only. If he'd just open his damn museum and go away.
He's gonna.
When?
Aren't they building it now?
They were trying to build it, and I thought he got turned down.
No, he actually wound up going to Chicago for it.
Oh,
He's gonna
that's
be
what
in
it is.
Chicago. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he did that thing where they wouldn't let him build the studio.
Right.
So he turned it into low-income housing.
For
So
his
fine, fuck you guys.
animators.
Yeah. That's where all of ILM lives.
Yeah, right. It's going to be called the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Ooh. You would think that he would just open they would him and Disney would work out a Star Wars museum, like a proper.
Oh, you would. Disney doesn't have the foresight to do that. I don't know why.
Do you think that in the purchase of Lucasfilm, they got the archives?
They got all of Lucasfilm. Why wouldn't they?
See, they should just open a fucking museum.
They should.
And they could just keep adding to it since they're going to make movies for the foreseeable future. Like, they could expand that sucker, but all the original props that they have, all the stuff that Lucas maintained for all that time.
That'd be incredible.
Who wouldn't want to see that? They'd make a fucking killing.
Yep.
Since they want to fucking milk this for all it's worth, you'd think that that would be a way to go. Even though they made their money back on fucking toy sales.
Yeah, right?
So, that's my idea for American Graffiti 3. If we're going to go with your... He's going to kill everybody off. Or kill off all of his...
I think he becomes like an evil drag racer or something. You know, like a Racer X. He's got like, you know, some kind of cool helmet thing and souped up car. You know, it could be called Not So Fast But Still Furious.
Hey, you want to hear something weird?
Sure, Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Remember Dumb and Dumber? Want to hear something annoying?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
So apparently NASA has just revealed that some of the Apollo astronauts
saw aliens.
No, they heard strange music coming over radio transmissions that were not being sent to them from Earth.
Ooh.
When they were traversing the far side of the moon, when all spacecraft are out of radio contact with Earth for about an hour and nobody on Earth can see or hear them. Almost four decades went by before lost recordings emerged that revealed something unsettling that the three Apollo astronauts had experienced while flying above the far side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
The tape recordings contained strange, otherworldly music coming through the Apollo module's radio. So the conversation between the astronauts was, it sounds like, you know, outer space type music. You hear that whistling sound? Well, that sure is some weird music. It lasted for almost an hour, and just before the astronauts regained radio contact with Earth, they discussed whether or not to tell Mission Control what they had experienced. That's kind of strange.
You think it was just Pink Floyd?
Yes.
I mean, because they were on the dark side of the moon, so...
Yeah, of course. It's actually the Decepticons?
Yeah, right.
Who put up their base up there?
Yes. The last recording of Orson Welles.
That's very interesting.
Why wouldn't something like that have come out back then?
Oh, there would have been sheer panic.
That there was like a musical group lost on the moon?
If they were saying that they were receiving strange transmissions that it wasn't possible to come from Earth.
Right.
That would have sent shockwaves through the American public. Because then there's the threat of aliens and, you know, all that weird shit.
Right.
I don't know. I think that would have caused some kind of issue.
Hmm.
In other weird news, ISIS is marketing to Justin Bieber fans now.
Oh, thank God.
They're tricking them into viewing ISIS propaganda videos with Justin Bieber hashtags.
I think that's perfect. That's amazing.
In happier news, a Mexican woman with Zika actually gave birth to a healthy child.
Well, good for her.
No small head there. There is nothing in the news this week.
Well, Kris Jenner was booed while introducing Culture Club. That's kind of important.
Is it?
No. Harper Lee died.
Yes, she did.
I did not realize that Harper Lee was a friend of Bloom County.
Oh, really?
She actually sent Burke Breathed a letter after he stopped doing the original cartoon.
Oh, wow.
Saying that she was a fan, and yeah.
She was one of those people that when she died, I literally was like, she's still alive?
Yeah.
Like when you think of To Kill a Mockingbird and you think of the old black and white movie, you immediately are like, well, whoever was involved with that,
it's got to be dead.
Has got to be dead by now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's people like when they just disappear like that, and we always say that you got to go gracefully and not leave yourself in the limelight.
Yeah, and yeah.
But it's always weird when one of those people die, and you're like, "Holy shit!" Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she was herself for quite a few years.
No.
No.
Did she have like dementia or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You think that's a good way to go?
Dementia?
Yeah.
If you can't go quick, you know, I mean, you just don't know what's going on around you.
I mean, I know like they say that Alzheimer's is the worst thing that you can watch like your parent go through.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about like the mental state they're in when they die.
Right.
That's got to be great because you have no clue what's coming.
Yep.
You're not worried about it. You're probably just like living each day like, woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what's going on and it's really not bothering you. So it's like, okay.
It would be hard on your family, but hey, just be like, look, when I get to a certain point, say goodbye and that's it.
Yeah. Just put me at home.
Don't worry you about
don't,
me.
Don't come see me.
Yeah. Just
remember me as I am today.
See, I think that's the way to go.
Well, either way, I'm going to put you in a home, so it doesn't matter.
You're not outliving me.
We shall see.
Look, I know that we only have a couple of years left of the podcast before you're like, look, I ain't doing this shit anymore. And then you're just going to disappear into obscurity, and I'm going to have to get on one day and be like, I have some sad news.
And they're going to go, who? That's right.
And I'll be like, Star-Lord, man.
What?
Oh, forget it. Remember at the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy when he says, there's another name you might know me by, and he says, Star-Lord, and the guy goes, who?
Who? Yes.
It's trying to make it Chris Pratt, for Christ's sakes.
That's okay. I'm good.
Really? You don't want to be Chris Pratt?
No.
All that fame, all that money?
I get enough problems being myself. I don't need to be somebody else.
Oh, poor John.
Ain't nothing poor about it.
Rich John.
There you go.
Yeah. Am I in the will yet?
You are.
Nice.
You get one quarter of my ashes. Use them wisely.
I will go back to all the people that we worked with that you didn't like and throw you in their face.
Oh, whale.
Yes. Psh, John says goodbye.
Yes.
Oh, come on. He's not outliving you.
No. Well, I don't know. Stranger things have happened. Imagine who's got to divvy up those ashes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, here's the first gallon. Oh, are you taking off?
What?
Oh, he was just grabbed. Alien grab.
Who? What?
What's going on over there?
I don't know what's going on.
It's like science fiction sounds coming from your end.
There is.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
Are you listening to sound effects?
No.
Bizarre.
No. Oh, maybe it's the same thing from the moon.
Uh-oh. That could be.
It's now Breach Dance Monkey Dance. Seriously, I'm not doing anything. I don't know what you're hearing.
It's really weird, because first I thought it was a truck driving by, but then it sounded like...
There was a truck that did drive by.
Maybe that's what it was then.
Oh. Do you smell toast? Are you having a stroke?
I taste pennies. Is that bad? Is that bad?
Is one side of your face... Are you able to move your whole face? Can you not move one side?
I got to push it up.
Oh, uh-oh. Does your tongue feel like it's swelling?
No. No. Not at all.
All right, it's just a minor stroke. Don't worry about it. Let's
keep
going.
Oh, good. Okay.
What were we talking about before the stroke thing? I am completely out of it today. I apologize.
It's horrible. Before the stroke thing. I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, Khloe Kardashian was 15 when she lost her virginity.
Yeah, she's a whore just like her older sister.
Yeah, right?
Why did that come out? Is she like writing a tell-all book or something?
Oh, it's on the internet. Oh. Brooke Shields was 22. And she gave it to Dean Cain.
She seemed kind of uppity. I'm not surprised at that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she seemed like she was kind of uptight.
Oh, Chloe was only 14.
Oh, bigger whore.
And Kim was 14.
Both whores.
I can't imagine 14-year-old people having sex. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
I don't know.
How old are you?
Like 38. That's not okay. Right. That's not weird, right?
No, not at all.
Britney Spears, 14.
To Timberlake?
Doesn't say to who.
Wasn't she one of those people that always said that she had waited for a long time?
Apparently she lied.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of these people lost their virginity at 14 and 15.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of standard, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, that's so horrible.
I mean, I feel like I was a late bloomer and I was 17.
It's horrible.
Oh, wow. This story actually did not take place in Florida, but it is totally a Florida story.
Which one is that?
A woman in Richmond, Virginia was charged with malicious wounding after police said that she bit a Wendy's employee on the left knee.
Oh, Jesus.
Police said that the 28-year-old woman ordered food in the drive-through lane. She was asked to pull her vehicle forward because the order wasn't finished, according to Richmond police. The Wendy's worker brought out the order, but apparently there was a mistake. Robinson followed the worker back inside and demanded the correct order. She came in cursing and said, "I'll come across that counter." So I said, "Okay." she jumped over, so I defended myself. She didn't have me in size, but she had heart. I'll give her that. I told her, "You can't be in here. You gotta go." And that's when she bit her on the knee. They're saying she had a real appetite for destruction. Ba-doom boom.
That's great.
But that's totally something that you would hear about in Polk County, Florida.
Well, wasn't it Polk County, Florida, where the kid threw an alligator into a Wendy's?
Was it? I heard the story, but I didn't read it where it was.
It was in Palm Beach.
Still Florida, though.
And he threw an alligator through the Wendy's takeout window. I would love that. It's like, look, bitch, I asked for more fries, and just, you know, toss it at her. I think that'd be great.
Say hello to my little friend.
There you go. I hope you're hungry. And his mom said, he's a prankster. He does this stuff because he thinks it's funny. Oh, stupid people, stupid parents. What do you know? Yeah. What do you know?
Oh, here's a fucked up story. So in Chengdu, China, there are farmers that are now using blow-up sex dolls to serve as scarecrows.
Oh, Jesus.
They said that it's a real turnoff for the birds. She wears a hard hat from a worker who reportedly owned the inflatable before it was claimed by a farmer. And she just isn't full of hot air. The doll has been successfully scaring off birds, the outlet noted. Well, at least that's the ones that aren't lonely. Oh, you got to see the picture of this. Let me send this to you. Where's my Skype? Skype!
Is this from the mirror? yours is from HuffPost. Maybe it's the same picture. I don't care. Yes, that is the picture. Same picture. Okay.
What?
Well, I just noticed that there's a certain tear in the scarecrow's skirt there.
No, that's not a tear, John.
Oh. Okay. And apparently what they're growing is called rapeseed.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Okay.
You think the farmer goes out and fucks the scarecrow before tending to the field? Because the vagina looks pretty well used in that picture.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were like birds living in it. So apparently rapeseed is a vegetable in China, but it's also used to make cooking oil.
The people of China really like big tits, apparently, because...
Well, it's something they don't get all the time.
Yeah.
I think this is what happens to, like, the Small World dolls when they go bad.
When Small World dolls go bad. That is a reality TV series in the making.
Okay. Oh, but it's not like there's a whole bunch of people using these. There's just one they found in a field somewhere.
Oh, I misread the thing.
It just says this one farmer was doing it. I thought there'd be like, this is the new pest control system.
That would be awesome if it was.
Should put that out in the backyard with my tomato plants.
There you go. Your cop neighbor would love it.
Yeah, right. Wow.
John, can we have a talk?
No.
Get away from my scarecrow. It's time for me to water it.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing in the news this week at all.
No, I think we've run out
very hard.
Matt LeBlanc is on Top Gear now.
Yeah, so when they got rid of the three guys, they picked the one guy that nobody wanted.
Yeah.
To be like the main host, and then they picked Matt LeBlanc, and now there's like six of them. There's like six hosts for the new Top Gear.
Is apparently, the US version still on?
No. But the show that the original three guys are going to do for Amazon has a budget of like $4 million an episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So they were trying, like, there was a thing on the internet that was like, if you add up all the things that they did on the original Top Gear, what they could do with $4 million, and it was like, they could blow up this many cars, or they could do this many times, and it's amazing what you can do with $4 million.
Right.
Seems like a lot of money.
Yes.
Let's see if there's anything in comic book news.
No, there's really not.
No?
No.
Are you still watching Supergirl?
Yes.
Has it gotten any better?
No.
Because I'm going to have to watch the one that the Flash is on.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Because I feel like I need to know, like, they're going to make it so something happens over there that's relevant to his storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I miss it, I'm going to be missing out. So, I don't know. Oh, Internet, why are you being a prick? You okay? You have company?
I was just going to see if I could see Shia LaBeouf punch a guy in the face.
Oh.
This is the man that gave himself two scars.
I don't like doing it, though. I'll do it by myself. I don't like doing it to you, dude. I just met you.
Do it, yeah.
He's gonna do it.
Nice.
Okay, it wasn't a punch.
Aw, fucking internet.
What happened?
Nothing, they reported it as a punch.
No, it was a slap.
Oh. How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
What the hell? I hate when...
when the internet lies. Damn it. Damn it.
Motherfucker.
It's horrible.
Is it really?
No.
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 I am struggling. I don't have anything.
No?
No.
Celebrity birthdays? Jennifer Love Hewitt turns 37 this week.
No, wait, you have to let me guess.
Oh.
That's how we play the birthday game.
Oh, okay. Billy Baldwin.
44.
Nope. Higher.
50.
Higher.
Higher?
Uh-huh.
55.
Lower.
53.
On the money. Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer's gotta be... 61.
On the money.
Nice.
On the money. Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels, C-3PO.
Uh-huh.
Um, 78.
Oh, too high.
Oh, really?
Yep.
70.
Yep, on the money.
Wow. So he was 30 when that came out?
77? 2017? Yeah, 40 years ago. Holy crap.
Wow.
Oh. Here's a birthday that's not going to happen. Alan Rickman.
Oh.
Oh, wah wah.
Who else?
A lot of nobodies.
No.
Christopher Atkins from the Blue Lagoon.
Uh, 45.
Nope. Too low.
50.
Too low.
55.
There you go.
Wow. Wow, he's 55?
Yeah.
Damn, people are getting old.
They are. They are. Yeah, that's it. Not a bunch of exciting birthdays this week.
No.
No.
So, I'm definitely coming down for Fanboy Expo.
Sweet.
So we can plan... I think what we should do is we should do a video that's what it's like to go to one of these things. We don't have to interview anybody.
Okay.
Just kind of show people what it's actually like to go to one of these things.
Okay.
Just shoot a whole bunch of shit. Edit it to music. It'll be grand. You know, it's a, what's it, like a 30-minute ride from your place to...
Yeah, it might be a little more than that.
So we can cut up in the car. We can do, you know, whatever.
There you go. Okay. Sounds hilarious.
Yes. Yes, I told you. I want to do a lot more on YouTube this year.
Okay.
With that and the short film and the other videos that we do, it'll be great.
Mm.
Someday they'll ask us to be in the YouTube Rewind at the end of the year.
You think?
Hopefully.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Is it?
It's a goal, yeah. Because then you know you've made it on YouTube. Then you're YouTube famous. Do you want to be YouTube famous?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'll leave it to you. You can be the face of YouTube.
No.
No?
No, we're in this together. All right, I know this is going to be a short show, but I don't have anything else.
You don't?
No. Do you have anything else? Is there anything you want to talk about?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to the Facebook page, look for the short film next week on the 1st.
Yep.
Tell all your friends... Like it, hate it, I don't care, just watch it. Watch it many times.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. Not even an ending?
Your mama's so ugly, if she was a scarecrow, the corn would run away.